Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I am your host, Natalie Palak, and I don't think I introduced myself on the last episode, but fuck it, we ball anyways. So if you listened to the last episode, you know that I am batch recording these two episodes. Don't worry, next week you will get a fresh me, new perspective, new mind, literally. But if you listened to the last episode, you also know the reason why I am pre-recording is because when this releases, I will have just gotten back from EDC Orlando and I will be Natalie Mushbrain. I will be lights on, no one's home. So yeah, you guys deserve the best and the freshest version of me because I love you guys and you're my besties, whether if you know it or not, whether if we know each other or not. You know what? If you're listening, I know you and you know me. So like I said, I will be getting back from the music festival EDC Orlando. EDC is a music festival that is obviously in Orlando. They also have EDC Las Vegas. They have EDC literally all over the world. You can look up so many different countries that have their own EDC. I'm like 99% sure. They also do the same thing for Ultra. So, but I want to say there's more Ultras that are all over the world than EDCs, but EDC is an amazing time. It is literally Disneyland for ravers. EDC Orlando has been my favorite music festival. Honestly, yeah, my favorite music festival. It was my first music festival, 2018, and that's actually where Anthony and I's love story started. So it is our couple festival that we just love going to every single year. We went 2018. 2019, we were dating. 2020 was the COVID year. 2021, we went. 2022. And now EDC 2023. This will be our fifth year. It would have been sixth, but you know what? COVID decided to take it out. So you know what? We're not even going to talk about that because it gives me PTSD and triggers me. We are going to the festival with one of our best friends, my sorority big from college. Carly, I love her so much. This will be her fourth EDC. Yeah, if it's our fifth, this is her fourth because she went the next year with us. I'm like 99% sure. If she didn't go that, no, she definitely went. Yeah. We're going with Carly, her boyfriend, one of our other friends from college, Anthony's fraternity brother, and one of our friends that Carly and her boyfriend introduced us to. So it will be such an amazing time. We are bringing Peach. We thought that her last time flying with us to a festival was going to be SMF in Tampa, but we also did think that we would have had another cat by now, and we just, you know what, she's never really been away from us, maybe like one day, less than 24 hours, and she was not happy to say the least. So it just works out better for us to have her with us. She has flown definitely over 15 times. Like, she is the most well-traveled cat out there. She has an amazing little carrier. She loves it. She actually doesn't freak out when she's on the plane. She never has accidents, never is crying or anything. She just loves being with her mama and papa, which we love her so much. Today's topic is all things festivals. So we are going to be diving into the festival rave culture, if you will. I have been to EDC Orlando. Anthony's been to all of these festivals with me as well. So EDC Orlando, Buku, Fear Factory, Miami Music Week, which is not so much a festival, but Miami Music Week, Ultra, Moonrise, and SMF, which is Sunset Music Festival, which we will not be returning to just because the vibes are not high and they can't do lasers because something about the airport being right there and, like, you know, you don't want to mess with the, don't want to mess with the planes. That would be a no-no. So, and it's just hot as fuck there. That's coming from someone who lived in Arizona for most of their life and then Florida. Tampa in the middle end of May, Memorial Day weekend, hot as a motherfucker. So it's a no from me for the next few years. EDC is our home away from home. The first time we did VIP was actually for EDC. So this will be our third year, I believe our third year, either our second or third year with VIP wristbands for EDC. And it is so worth it. They have the candy bar, the nice bathrooms. They have different foods. They have obviously better lines, better viewing points of these stages. It's just so worth it, especially the bathrooms. Like, I will not be caught dead using a porta potty if I have the chance to get a VIP, especially if we're on the payment plan. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be at 25 in this month, right when we get back from EDC, like 2 weeks later, I turn 25. So I am now a part of the quote unquote elder ravers club, which, you know what? Fuck it, we ball. If we need Icy Hot, we need to be in the VIP. We need the little paddings in our shoes. I lived out my youth. I still consider myself very youthful, but we did the Gremlin stage with being GA, which nothing wrong with GA. Every time we do Ultra, it is GA because those tickets are expensive, bitch. Expensive. But Ultra is also so much fun too. EDC is just the best. The layout, the artists, everything. The attractions, don't even get me started on the Ferris wheel. If you have a chance to do a ride at a festival, especially a Ferris wheel, do it. It is something that you will look back on and it will be so sick. We went on the Ferris wheel. Granted, it took like 2 hours to wait in the line, so probably would not do it again unless we got there super early. But, and with VIP tickets, I think you can actually get like a little fast track through. So, you know what? Maybe this year. Anthony, if you're listening, we might be trying it out this year, babe. We were on the Ferris wheel and it was about to be sunset. So the sun was setting as you're on the Ferris wheel. It was so sick. And I believe that it was, no, it was Kygo, not Keizo. It was Kygo that was playing and it was just like such a vibe. Granted, once that was going on, we were like, damn, we kind of want to be in the crowd. But it was still, it was a memory, a core memory, and something that I and we will never forget. Let's dive into some of the important elements of rave culture, if you will. So first things first, PLUR. PLUR stands for peace, love, unity, respect, and responsibility. So a lot of times if you see people that are in the festival scene, that are in the rave community, will post things about PLUR, do hashtag PLUR. A lot of people wear outfits that say PLUR on them, make bracelets, as we call candy. And this is just our little slogan or word or just something that we live by within the community and something that just unites all of us. So make sure to live by PLUR, as there are so many newcomers into the festival scene. It's so important that as someone who has been in it for a while that you're teaching newbies about PLUR. It is just so important. So peace, you know, just spreading peace, keeping the peace, love, spreading love to one another, just looking out for each other. Unity, treating everyone as equals, treating everyone as family. We're together, we're brothers and sisters, we're family. Respect, again, treating each other with respect, not touching people if they don't want to be touched, asking if you can give someone a hug, and responsibility. So again, if you are going to be someone that is showing up to a rave, being responsible for yourself, helping others be responsible for themselves, there is something that I'm not going to touch on too much, just because of the idea and just the stereotypes about the rave community. But if you are going to be partaking in anything, any extracurricular activities, aside from drinking, smoking, doing anything of that sort, be responsible. Just make sure that you are being responsible and respectful and aware of your surroundings and your entire being. So that's really all I'm going to say about that. Just make sure that if you're doing that, you're being safe, that you're testing your shit. You can go to endoverdose.com. They have an Instagram. They have probably a Facebook page. They have a TikTok. Make sure that you are testing your shit because we have lost one too many amazing souls within this community. So that's what I'm going to say about that, my little disclaimer. And also, you do not need to partake anything to have fun. There are so many sober ravers out there. There's nothing shameful about being a sober raver and going to a rave and not even drinking. There's no pressure. No one's ever going to make you feel bad. Just know that when you step into the festival grounds, you're going to probably see things that you don't see in every day today. People are going to be expressing themselves in every single way, as one should. So that is something to just be aware of, that when you enter into the festival grounds, you are entering into a whole new world. But it is a beautiful world, and I promise you that. Let's talk candy. All things candy. I want candy. But this one is K-A-N-D-I. And this is our form of friendship bracelets for the ravers. I know with the Eras Tour going on and the Swifties, shout out Swifties, they're making their friendship bracelets, which are so fucking adorable. I love making bracelets. So you can get some string from Amazon. I like the cord string. It's like kind of fabric-y, not the little stretchy one. That one can snap like no other. I can't even tell you how many bracelets I've had snap on me. It's horrible. Just get the cord one. I get mine from Amazon. I can definitely post my little rave essential kit on the Instagram. I've posted so much about it on my TikTok, but I can definitely post like screenshots and stuff if you are already in the community or if you're looking to get started into the community. Get some pony beads, get some letter beads, acrylic beads, any type of beads, fun beads. Shout out to Basehead Beads. They're on Etsy, they're on Instagram, and I believe TikTok and probably Facebook, but you can buy their beads on Etsy and they are so amazing. They have the funniest, cutest, just like silliest beads out there. Awesome ones that have artist names on them, and just little novelty beads that you can put on some fun candy bracelets and give to people. The way that you trade candy per se, you'll do our little handshake that we have. So it's essentially plur in a handshake. So peace, you do a peace sign up against each other, like your pointed finger and middle finger. Peace, love, you make half a heart with your hand, they'll make half a heart with their hand, and then you touch. Unity, you can put your hands together like flat up against each other. And then respect, you interlock hands like you're holding hands, and then one person will take their candy bracelet and then basically slide it onto your hand, and then the other person will do the same, and then you get a candy bracelet. You can also do this with necklaces, so basically the same thing, but you put your heads together and then someone swaps their necklace over them. And it is just the cutest thing ever. It heals my inner child so much. I love making candy. Anytime I have free time leading up to festivals, I will be making candy. You can also make fun perlers. Do you remember the perler beads? Yes. Half of the EDM community and being in the festival community, being a candy kid, is literally just healing your inner child. Like I said, it's like Disneyland, guys. It is so amazing. It is our Disneyland. I still love Disneyland. Don't get me wrong. If I ever have a chance to go, I'm going. I love Disneyland and Disney World. Literally just such a vibe. But this is it for the rave community. It is like a home away from home. So like I said, making the perler beads. You can make perler beads into any fun, funky patterns. Throw those perlers onto a necklace, onto a bracelet, onto a little string ring. Even just making little singular perlers and handing them out. There are so many ways to just spread the love at a festival. Through candy, perlers, fun little trinkets. A lot of people like to bring in fun little toys, like little slinkies or those little squishy toys, little pop-it toys, and they trade people. I have brought in so many little figurines, or people bring the little mini baby hands and put them on their hands, on their little fingers, and it's literally just so fun, guys. Like I said, it's literally stepping into a whole new world. I'm not sure if I've already mentioned this in this episode, but the festivals that I've gone to are EDC Orlando, Ultra, Moonrise, Buku, Miami Music Week, SMF, and what was the other one? I think I definitely did say all of this, but like I said, SMF will not be one that we're returning to. Ultra is so fun every single year. They have the sickest lineup. We actually saw Swedish House Mafia this year, and let me just tell you, that was a bucket list item. Moonrise was so fun, but Baltimore in the early to middle of August, hot as fuck, let me tell you what. Literally, it's so fucking hot. EDC used to always feel so cold to us because that's when we were living in Florida, DeLand, when we were in college, but now being in New Jersey and it's 32 degrees today, it is going to feel so nice in Orlando. Like, I'm not even gonna have to bundle up. Maybe at nighttime I'll have to bundle up, but I can wear my little rave girl princess fairy outfits and just be running around frolicking in the little campgrounds. Not the campgrounds. But that brings me to, there are camping festivals, guys. This is a whole other world. I've never been to a camping festival, but we are planning and wanting to go so badly to Lost Lands and Electric Forest. Camping festivals are, as I've been told, a level up, a tier up from just the regular festivals. So all the festivals that I listed off that I've been to, none of them are camping festivals, but camping festivals, like, I'm pretty sure all of the Base Canyon festivals are camping festivals. Electric Forest, Lost Lands, EDC Las Vegas, which I believe you have the option to camp or not to camp. But as I've been told, camping festivals are truly a whole other world, and it's just like so much more amazing and so plur. Like, plur is just pouring out of the seams, because you can go to a music festival like EDC and there can still be a ton of chads, which, like, we don't love the chads because they kind of just are there to party, which, like, to each their own. I've been in that headspace before too, but it is so fun and comforting and just like healing to be around the true ravers and the people who are really there for the music and for the vibes and to just uplift others. It is just something like no other. And I can't wait for the first camping festival. I will be talking all about it on all of my social medias, and I will most likely do a recap on the podcast too, because I'm sure it will literally just blow my fucking mind. They also have cruises and I believe hotel festivals where you can go at, like, to a different country and stay in a hotel and just be in the pool and listen to the artist. But cruises are becoming more popular, or maybe I've just started to hear about them more. But they also did roll out the EDC. So EDSEA, like a literal EDC cruise, which I believe is taking place this weekend. So the weekend of November 4th through the 6th or whatever. And I'm very excited and curious and intrigued to hear about everyone's experiences with that, because I'm not a huge boats and cruise girly. I've never been on a cruise, but seeing Titanic once was enough for me. And I don't want to risk my life like that. Maybe one day I will do a cruise, but I just feel like it is something that still scares me to this day. Titanic is my Roman Empire, like, through and through. Every now and again, I go on this insane deep dive of Titanic, and I'm just obsessed with it. And it's, you know what? It's just one of those things, you know, that I don't know if I'll ever be able to get over, because I am terrified of whales, and the ocean scares me. There's so much water. It's so deep. Haven't we explored more of the moon than we have of the ocean? Anyways, I digress. Back to the festivals. When you go to a festival, you can be your absolute self. You can let your, as my dad would say, let your freak flag fly. Be your absolute craziest, most authentic, purest, silliest, goofiest self. Wear whatever the fuck you want. Some people are naked. Some people are fully clothed. Some people are in cowboy suits and alien suits. Some people are dressed as Mario and Luigi. Some people only have bedazzled gems over their titties and their hoo-ha. Do whatever the fuck you want. No one is there to judge you. People are just there to lift you up, vibe with you, dance with you, have so much fun with you. And also, if you see something, say something. If you see a girl or a guy feeling so uncomfortable because someone keeps coming up to them because of what they're wearing, or they just won't leave them alone in general, be a friend. Try to look out for them. Try to be there for them, or even just inform them that someone is probably not looking like they have the best intentions with them, or even tell a staff member. There are so many people walking around the festival grounds and the campgrounds, people that are, there's security, there's workers, and then there are people that are just there to make sure that you're feeling safe. There are people that are not going to judge you if you are a little bit too intoxicated. There are people that are not going to judge you. They just want to make sure that you're safe. They're volunteers, they're ravers, just like us, guys. They're there to make sure that you're safe. They're not here to snitch on you or rat you out or get you arrested or get you kicked out, unless that's what you need. But there are so many different types of people that are at the festival just to make sure that you are having the best experience. That segues me into one of my favorite little itty bitty topics to talk about with festivals are the vendors, guys. The vendors are some of the coolest people that you will ever meet. We always make friends with so many vendors at the festivals. They're just so cool. Some people that are actual vendors, like, we met this one group of people last year. They are a vegan place. I think their name is called Go Vegan, and they are in New Jersey, and they're a food truck, and they're at EDC, and they're just some of the coolest dudes ever, and we made sure to get their food every single day that we were there. I don't know if I mentioned already, but EDC is a 3-day long festival, and it starts at around 1 p.m. and ends at midnight, so it's going to be a vibe this upcoming weekend, guys. I'm so excited. But like I said, the vendors are some of the coolest people you will ever meet. And then there are people that are just volunteering to work during the time, which are, like I said, just regular ravers like you and me. Not all of them, but most of them. Others just want to be able to vend and be around the people, be around the music. Some people can work for vendors. Like, they have a lot of people that are selling merch there. Like, they sell pashminas, not even merch, but like people that hand make items and they come and sell them. They sell fun glasses. They can sell little trinkets. If you have an outfit malfunction, a wardrobe malfunction, or you're too cold or just need to change or just want to buy something, you can go to the little shops and you'll find something there. They typically do have a merch tent, which is always going to be out the door and so much more expensive than the little vendors. But whatever you want to do, there will be something for you to buy. There will most likely always be a pair of shoes, a shirt, a jacket, some shorts, some pants, anything that you are thinking of that you could possibly need. Probably fairy wings. They have fun, funky glasses, hats, bucket hats. anything that you'd want to wear, fanny pack, literally anything under the sun, someone will be there selling it. I promise you, I can guarantee you. Even light up pacifiers, light up toys, fans. And then that brings me to my next thing, Flowstar. I just had my first Flowstar come in a week or two ago, and I'm not that great at it, but I'm still going to bring it to EDC, so I really hope that I see someone there that can really teach me how to be really good with it, really quick with it, but I'm going to bring it just because it's part of the vibes. People bring so many fun things that they just play around with. I mean, I don't even know if it's really playing around with it, but they know how to do it. I can't even think of all of them off the top of my head, but there are so many different things that people bring to festivals, and you can kind of just get lost in the sauce and stare at it. People, I'm pretty sure, bring hula hoops. People bring these little silk things that they slide across their body, and it just is so cool. It is just such a vibe. People have the little glowy hands. They can give people light shows. Like I said, it's literally a whole other world when you walk into a festival. You will also meet some of the most amazing people of your lifetime at a festival. People that you won't even stay in contact with, but people that you'll just meet in passing, people that you'll meet walking to the bathroom, standing in line, waiting for your favorite artist to come on in the crowd. People are just so amazing everywhere. And as long as you are putting out those good, amazing, awesome vibes, you will connect the right people. Now, don't get me wrong, there can be times where you have a bad experience at a festival. You know what? Shitheads are everywhere. And unfortunately, that is something that we have to deal with from time to time. But if you are radiating true, amazing energy, and you are just kind of letting stuff roll off your back, because we're all spending a lot of money to be here, we've all been waiting for this for so long, and if you just kind of let negative things roll off your back, I promise you, you will be able to bounce back up so quickly. And if not, you will find someone, there will be people around you that will help to lift you up. Someone's going to walk by you and say, you look beautiful. Someone's going to walk by you and say, I love your outfit. Someone's going to walk by you and want to trade candy with you, even if you don't have anything. And that also, that reminded me to say that you don't need to have a candy bracelet or necklace or anything on you for someone to trade with you. Sometimes people just want to gift you. And that is part of the L in PLUR, peace, love, unity, respect, responsibility, spreading the love. A lot of people like to just make little fun trinkets at home and give them to people. Like I said, it's one of my favorite things to do as a pastime, just to make fun things to bring to people and to give to people. I have this big jar of things that I've had people give me and had people trade me and had people just walk by me and hand it to me. And it just helps create some of the best memories. And then you know what? You'll be handed some silly little trinket, and then an hour later, you're going to be jamming out with that trinket and making so many memories. I love going to festivals with my core group of friends because we continue to make memories, and it's just people that I know that I love and I can trust, and they'll be there for me. And if I'm having a bad moment at a festival or I'm just in a bad headspace, I know that they're going to help me get out of it and just help me come back to being my best self. There's so many fun vendors, like I already said, but there's so many amazing people that make festival outfits, that make things to just bring to festivals. Especially shout out to The Rave Journey. I have one of her notebooks, and it has enough pages for 3 different festivals. And you can bring it into the festival and write down basically people's contact information. If, say, your phone's dead, you don't have your phone with you, which, always bring a portable charger, guys. You can write down your intentions of the festival. You can write down fun trinkets that you found, like we call ground scores. Also, say someone drops a funny bracelet on the ground and you pick it up, you should probably wash it, but that can be a ground. But that can be a ground score. So before we end off the episode, I want to talk about ways to get involved with the festival community. So first and foremost, you can definitely get involved by following different venues that are in your area. So if you're local to Orlando, following like EDC Orlando, you can follow Insomniac Events. There are so many ways to get involved. There are also so many little underground raves that you can go to. I personally am a basshead girly, and I'm not as much of a house girly or techno, but you know what? I love all of the different genres of music, so definitely not going to throw shade to any type of genre out there. And then the other thing are things that you should always bring with you at a festival. Wet wipes, hand sanitizer, chapstick, extra little candy to have on yourself, gum. Most likely it has to be not opened at all, so completely like store-bought, fully wrapped type of thing. You can always bring sunscreen, deodorant, tampons if you are a girly pop and you know that you're going to start your period, or just to have to hand out to other people. It's definitely so smart to, like I think I just said, have hand sanitizer. You can always have more than one bottle on you. A lot of times they will throw out things like individual candies or things that look like they have been opened, just because you never know what you could sneak inside of them. So I definitely kind of do see why they throw things out, but sometimes you get really lucky with someone that is checking your bag at bag check and they won't throw away one of your Jolly Ranchers or something. I'm trying to think of the other things that you should definitely have with you. Like I said, a portable charger. These are just things off the top of my head, so I can definitely do more of a concise list of things to bring. But of course, little fun trinkets to hand out to people, hair ties. Sometimes they let you bring in ice packs. I always bring a disposable camera just for the memories. I've done it for the last three festivals, so it is just so fun to get those photos developed and just see everything that you guys took photos of when you're at the festival. You can bring sunglasses, you can bring an extra jacket if you know you're going to get cold, extra pair of socks, just anything to make you feel comfortable and like you're at home. A lot of people will also bring those Vicks nose inhaler things because it gets so dusty and kind of muggy and congested in the crowd. So sometimes it's just nice to have something to open up your airways. And especially when you're going by the porta potties, it's essential to have something that smells good, if you know what I mean. I love you guys so, so, so much. Thank you so much for being here and supporting me and just letting me be my true, authentic, genuine self. Next episode, I will, of course, do a little recap on how EDC went, and I just hope you guys are having an amazing time. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you so, 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 so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. I love you so much. Don't forget to leave a rating and review on today's episode and follow along if you want to stay up to date with all of the episodes. You can get notified whenever we drop one. Might even do a few surprise episodes here and there, so you definitely want to stay up to date. Thank you guys so much for being here again. My personal Instagram is Natalie X Palick. The podcast is It's Nap Time Podcast. Definitely make sure to follow along to stay up to date with all of the updates and just fun, fresh, funny posts that I've been posting. I just love posting on the Instagram. It is like a Finsta, but for my podcast. So like I said, I love you guys so much. You're so wanted. You're so needed. You're so full of purpose. And if you ever forget that, just tune back into one of your It's Nap Time episodes. Thank you so much again. I love you, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.